You forgot the remote. Guess you're watching whatever's on? Or you can call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, safe, FDA-approved pain relief. 708-888-0000.
Amy Parnes is on the line right now, senior political correspondent for The Hill. Amy, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So Graham Plattner is officially not a candidate now, right?
He is not a candidate. It remains to be seen what he chooses to do if he officially bows out of the race. But definitely out of the race as far as Democrats are concerned.
Yeah, he's the troubled main candidate, the Democratic nominee. He won the primary for Senate there in a hotly contested race. If Democrats are going to recapture the Senate, they're most certainly going to need Maine, and it looked like they had a chance. And then they find this plucky guy who's a common man and is talking about working and, you know, some of the things that maybe people can relate to, the cost of food and things like that. But then as you peel away the layers of the onion, we discovered that this guy is not everything he purported to be. And lo and behold, he's got awful posts on Reddit, and he's got a Nazi tattoo he's had removed. Said he didn't know it was a Nazi tattoo. And his relationship with women was weird, but now it is positively devastating to the campaign, to the women who have accused him of rape. So he has said that he is going to step down. Don't they have to pick a new candidate in the next couple of weeks or so?
They do, and there are a number of Democrats who are lining up, from a guy who owns a beer company, to the former CDC director in Maine, to someone who is gaining a lot of support among progressives, Troy Jackson, who will sort of claim the mantle of the Bernie Sanders wing of the party. I think Plattner also tends to support him. He's someone who ran for governor in the state. Lots of people lining up to do so. I think the big concern right now among Democrats is that, this is going to head to a nominating convention in the state. And so party officials there are going to have to pick Plattner's replacement. And the big concern is that they'll pick someone who is a bit milquetoast and doesn't have a lot of flavor. And I think the thing that Plattner did prove in Maine is that people want someone who is different and who can represent a bit of change in the state.
Yeah, young, table-pounding progressives are all the rage in the Democratic Party now. It remains to be seen how well they will do in a general election, but they tend to win the primaries. And so here is this guy who captured that state. Now, if they don't, but his name is going to appear on the ballot unless they find somebody, and that's the two-week ticking clock, as I understand it. So they've got to hurry up and throw together a convention, nominate it, and then hope that that very process is embraced by the citizens of Maine who otherwise were going to vote for Plattner, right?
Correct. And, what's interesting, I was in Maine a couple of weeks ago, and Plattner was really generating a lot of energy and support there, a lot of yard signs everywhere. And now they have to shift focus, after all the ad wars that were playing out on the airwaves and everything else. Democrats now, at this pivotal point of the race, they thought they had a shot in the state. They had a shot at turning the Senate back to Democratic hands. Now they have to sort of start from scratch and figure out a way to defeat Susan Collins. And she's proven that she's not easily defeatable. And so I think that is sort of what is plaguing Democrats more and more. And what's really interesting here is that there is an internal war that is sort of bubbling at the surface right now. Something that had been festering for a while is now playing out. The battle between the various wings of the party, and that is going to be something else to watch as this Plattner fallout happens.
One last question. What's your thought about who these revelations, such as they are, benefits more? That is, knowing what we do about Plattner, maybe it's just as well we know that and he's off the ballot. If you're a Democrat, right, you don't want to run a candidate that flawed. Maybe Republicans actually would have preferred him to stay in the race, even though he was, seemed to have a lot of momentum. I wonder if this will be better for Democrats or if this will be better for Republicans, because now they got to throw somebody else into the race.
Yeah, Plattner, for so many people, had become, you know, for Republicans, had become a kind of boogeyman and someone who was a foil for all Republicans, even across the nation. They were using him as, you know, a guy who represents socialists and even communists, as Donald Trump has been saying a lot lately. And so now they're going to have to find, I think they're going to have to find someone else to take a look at and take shots at. But I think it's going to be a challenge, I think, for Democrats mostly, who really, really desperately wanted the state. They wanted to win the state, and they thought they had a chance with Graham Plattner.
That's who you're writing about, Amy Parnes, senior political correspondent for The Hill. That's all our time today. Nice to talk to you, Amy. Keep writing over there, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.